Youth. Religious leaders have called upon Kenyan politicians to engage in peaceful and constructive politics so that they do not undo the progress made towards restoring normalcy following the recent nationwide protests that were led by young people. The leaders from the National Council of Churches of Kenya, NCCK, Kenya Conference of Catholic Bishops, KCCB, and the Supreme Council of Kenya Muslims, SUPKEM, said that the type of national politics going around derails development and challenged the leaders to resolve their issues amicably. George Baruri, speaking at St. Mary's Cathedral in Moranga during an engagement forum between young people and religious leaders dubbed Malika, noted that Kenyan youth are concerned about the economy, youth unemployment and education, adding that the issues of regional politics are of little concern to many Kenyans. He noted that even as various stakeholders take up initiatives to ensure the protests that rocked the country in mid-2024 are not repeated, it is important for leaders to play their part by focusing on development and addressing issues of concern to Kenyans. The Malika initiative targets the youth and was necessitated by the protests led by young people that rocked the county in the months of June and July, he said. We want to encourage the youth to use peaceful channels when airing their concerns, and we want the responsible authorities to act accordingly. He added, Baruri stated that religious leaders have come up with such forums to provide a platform for the youth to present their issues as well as get guidance on various matters affecting them. He said that after identifying several issues that are very important to the youth, such as unemployment, corruption and nepotism in the job market among others, the religious organizations will be acting as a link between the youth and duty bearers or the responsible authorities in both the county and national governments. David Mwaura, another facilitator, noted that other challenges young people are facing include drug abuse and mental health issues, and said the church should start offering counseling services to the youth so as to help them deal with these issues. He further noted that religious organizations need to come up with mentorship programs and income-generating activities for the youth in order to be part of the solution. We need mentorship programs where the youth can be mentored and guided by professionals in various fields, he said. Mwaura asked the youth to take up volunteering opportunities whenever possible so that they can gain the experience required for the job market as they seek gainful employment. Alhaji Bakari of SUPKEM highlighted the significance of the Malika initiative's attempt to deal with the issues leading to the protests that rocked the country months ago. The government is trying to resolve matters, but so far no satisfactory progress has been made, he said, noting that leaders must focus on ensuring the issues leading to the protests are resolved. He said that as religious leaders, they have come together to help the youth peacefully address their concerns and find lasting solutions. So far some changes have been made, but their impact has not been felt by the youth, he said. Bakari noted that the youth are still discontented in terms of the way things are being run in the country and the political temperatures are still very high. Jimna Kahiu, one of the youth representatives taking part in the Malika initiative in Moranga County, applauded the religious leaders for giving young people a forum where they can come together to address their issues. In this forum has helped us raise our concerns, especially pertaining to unemployment, the quality of education and the new university's funding model, Kahiu said. Kahiu called for futuristic and long-term policies addressing the issues affecting the youth, such as unemployment. We do not want short-term initiatives that are personal projects or political initiatives that change with every regime, he said. Kahiu, who is a student leader at Kenyatta University, called upon any young people offered the opportunity to represent their peers to do so quantitatively without using the avenues for personal gain. The Malika initiative is funded by USAID that is taking part in 10 counties and involves a series of activities including virtual and physical meetings.